Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, an inspirational podcast where we celebrate courage, personal growth, and the power of saying, why not today? I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and I believe that we're all one brave step away from changing everything. Each episode, we share real stories from people who've taken bold actions, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs and artists to everyday dreamers and doers, we explore life-changing moments that start with a simple question, why not today? I created this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who lived by those very words. Join me as we uncover the powerful stories of hope, connection, resilience, and transformation. Whether it's pursuing a passion, overcoming obstacles, or choosing joy, our guests will inspire you to live with purpose and courage. And just a side note, we do not, or I do not, edit these conversations. I want you to hear what's real, raw, and true. And I'm excited for my guest today, who has been here before. And Ms. Sam Horn is back today. And before we dive in, I want to talk about the power of connections, which I love this. We met at an event in September. She was a keynote speaker. And I know I shared this in the other podcast, but I share it all the time, that you started your keynote with, I walked around the Lake Inn with my dog every day. And that is my life. And then you talked about your year by the water. And I've done my toes in the sand tour where I escape and go back. So we are kindred spirits. I don't know how we missed each other, but God had a time for us to connect. And I didn't share this with you, I don't think, but after our last podcast episode, somebody asked me, she goes, how did you get Sam Horn on your podcast? And I'm like, I asked, which is a Patrick Kane, my dad thing he taught me. So Sam Horn with Intrigue Agency, welcome back. I would say I am now your biggest cheerleader, your number one fan. I've read your books, listened to them, and I love everything that comes out of your mouth. So I'm super excited to have you back on the podcast. So welcome to Sam, and share with us a little about you and a fun fact before we get into all that you're doing.
Okay. And what we'll do is we won't duplicate what we talked about before, right? Okay. So hopefully people will go listen to that one and they'll listen to this one and they'll be additive. And so here's a new fun fact is I don't think I included this last time is that when I lived on Lake Dam, about 5 days after I moved in, there was a knock on my door. And the woman said, now let me tell you a little bit about this woman, is that when I moved to Washington, D.C. area from Hawaii, Maggie Bedrosian, who headed up a National Speakers Association in the Washington, D.C. area at that time, said, oh, Sam, you have to meet Judy Gray. She's head of the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, and I think you two would really get along. So I promised her I would, and I thought, give me a month to get settled in and so forth, and then I'll reach out to Judy Gray. Well, so knock, 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 and I open the door, and this woman has a stack of mail, and she says, could you be Sam Horn by any chance? For some reason, this mail is being delivered to my house. Well, Judy Gray lived 3 doors down from me on Lake Ann. We met the first week I was there, and she's become a dear friend. And so many people in that area may know Judy Gray. Boy, talk about a force for good. She, anyway, I can go on and on about her. It's just that hopefully people will know her as well.
Well, it's funny. You can't make this stuff up. Like, just, you know, meeting you, connecting. And often at the end of the podcast, I talk about how you connect with my dad. And you probably met him or saw him because you lived right here. But he started the Reston Chamber. I don't know if we've talked about that. And from now I know where you used to live. From your where you live, you looked into our house that we used to live in. Like literally, we were right across the lake. And you probably saw him going by boat or he canoed, he boated, he skated, he swam, all the things to go to the other end of the plaza to go to work. So I'm sure you crossed his path at some point.
Let's go there for a second, Leslie. Okay. Was your dad alive when September 11th happened?
Absolutely.
You know, it was very, you know.
He didn't live on Lake Ann then. He had moved. But yeah.
Okay. Well, on that day, I remember, you know, all of a sudden there's the alarms and so forth. And both my sons were in South Lake High School and the people were begging us not to go to school to pick up our kids. They said, we need the roads for emergency vehicles. Please stay put. And oh my goodness, talk about a crisis of conscience to not know whether our world was coming to an end. At that point, we knew that there, you know, jets were flying overhead to protect the airspace, etc. And to be told not to go get your kids. And I thought, and how I made the decision is that I did not know that my sons would be safer with me than they would be in the school. So I thought I'm gonna trust that they're gonna be okay, and I'm going to follow this advice because I understand that if everyone gets on the roads trying to go somewhere, it's gonna be gridlocked at it. And later on that day, I went over to Judy Gray's house. We sat on her porch. And Leslie, there was a man swimming in the lake. He wasn't swimming in the lake. He was lolling in the lake. Yeah. He was floating on the lake, and then he kind of turtled around. And I did not know, but we both thought, we think that man was in the Pentagon. We think that he witnessed or saw what happened. And when you don't know what do? You go for a swim in the lake.
Love that. Yeah, my sister was probably at South Lakes at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Parents sold their house in 2021, right before, I think, September 11th. But yeah, you probably saw him walk around the lake because he had an eye patch, a handlebar mustache. couldn't miss him. But all right, let's get into the subject we're going to talk about because we can go 17 different tangents here, if not more. So I know I asked you this question, but I'm going to ask again, and I'm sure the definition is different. What is your definition of courage?
My definition of courage is to E.E. Cummings our life, especially in today's times. There are troubling times. There's a lot going on in the world. And I think the question we need to ask ourselves is, what can we control? Because I have a friend who's going down a rabbit hole of despair because she feels it's her duty to stay informed. And I asked her, what can you control? Because if you cannot control or affect what you're giving your attention to, it is serving no good purpose. So see, I think courage in the face of what's happening is to follow E.E. Cummings' advice. And he said, to be yourself in a world that is trying all day, every day to turn you into someone else is the hardest battle you'll ever fight and keep fighting. So I think courage is getting clarity about who and what matters, getting clarity about our values, our interest, our purpose, and living into them every single day so that we can be a force for good, even in a world where there's a lot of disturbing things happening.
So true, and couldn't be more true with the times going on. And, you know, and that's part of the whole mission of Why Not Today is we got to live our life and what we want to do, not what somebody else thinks we should do, and pursue those dreams.
And in a way that's a force for good, right?
Absolutely.
So that's part of, you know, that I put on these clarity weekends that I work with my clients. And the river that runs through our life is, what is your EEE? What is your experience, your expertise, your epiphanies? How can you integrate them into your future so that you're adding value? Not just so that you're lit up, not just so that you're centered. No, so that you're making a difference with how you're leading your life, with how you're contributing your gifts. And that's what we'll talk about today.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. I brought this question up to somebody because my mission has always been, how can I give back? My little girl dream was to be financially set to be able to volunteer and give back. And I remember my dad saying, you guys need to get involved as a young kid. Now, it took us a while, but I went last night to, you probably remember Cornerstones, the nonprofit in Preston?
Sure.
And they did a gala last night, and it just, I can't get off my mind because it just warmed my heart. Like, where I live and the people I live with. And is everybody like this? Like, so many people are so generous and want to give back and make a difference. And I think Reston is definitely unique and somewhat in that area, but just, you know, giving back and making a difference and making an impact.
So Leslie, we're going to talk about, we're going to codify this. And I hope unless someone's driving, get out paper and pen right now, because you may be thinking, well, I agree with what you're saying in theory, but I'm a single mom. I've got two kids, you know, or I'm running a business. I'm going 7 days a week. So this sounds like, you know, nice, but not urgent, you know, you know, or maybe someone's going through a health challenge, or, you know, I just talked with someone in DC yesterday. And they are a government contractor and they offer training in DEI. They just saw 30% of their business go away in 1 month.
Only 30?
Everything that they do has just been canceled. So now what can you do, right? So we're going to codify this, all right?
So let's go back to where this podcast episode started with and the discussion. I know you're doing a Clarity Weekend in Texas and I've been watching it and it sounds intriguing. And then you reached out to me the other day and said, I'm going to do one in Reston. And of course, who I be is I put that hat on immediately. Like, okay, who can I connect you with? Who can I can invite? Where can we do it? And how can I promote you? So I've got a vehicle. I've got a platform with the podcast. So we're going to talk about Clarity, your Clarity Weekend, all about it. And just, you know, and if somebody's listening to this, we're recording this in 2025 of spring. If somebody's listening to this 10 years from now, it's still going to be relevant, the things we're going to talk about with Clarity. And hopefully you'll be continuing to do them or somebody else. And like, we need clarity in our life. And I love that. So I'm just going to let you talk about your idea of this, where it came from. Did you have any why not today moments when you just like knew you're sitting with somebody? And I know you've had lots of why not today moments in your life, and I can probably recite many of them, but where you had that idea to do this Clarity Weekend, if you've done it before. So I'm just going to let you talk.
And so I'm circling back to Judy Gray, and I had an opportunity to speak at a conference in Washington, D.C. late last year. And then we met up after I spoke at that conference and we went out to Airlie, which you may know is a wonderful historical inn out in the country where presidents used to go and so forth.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, check it out. If you're in the Northern Virginia area in MDV, give yourself, especially right now, it's spring. Like you say, people may be watching this a year or five from now. Still, if you're in the DC area, go out to Airlie. It'll be worth it. Okay. And so we were there, and she was having some plantar fasciitis issues. I was having some knee issues at the time. So the lodge where we were going to go have breakfast that looked out over the lake with the fountain, with the azalea bushes, the green horse country hills, etc., it was probably not even a half mile away, maybe a quarter of a mile away. And we were talking about driving there. Now, you know, I've done half marathons. I swim the Waikiki Rough Water Swim. Judy, when she goes and travels in Europe, she walks 10 to 20 miles a day, right? So
right.
For us to be actually talking about driving a quarter of a mile was a come to Jesus conversation. And so we did walk there. However, we sat there, Leslie, and we talked to ourselves about that our health, our mobility, our ability to add value in the room is what lights us up. And here we were losing that. And we decided that we had clarity about our agency. And agency is Viktor Frankling our life. It's what happens and what we do about it. You know, we can't always control it. We sure can affect it. We can influence it. We can pivot. We can do something about it. And so that's where I got clarity that I was going to start offering more weekends where we come together in community and we get clear about why we're here. And then we set it in motion this year.
Love it. So it was sitting by the water with your friend, Judy Gray, which I'm sure we have connections there. I don't know her by name, but I probably know her.
Yeah.
So what is your Clarity Weekend? What's the purpose? How can, if you can't come to the weekend too, you know, how can you do your own Clarity Weekend?
And Leslie, we're both generous with our IP, with our stories, our insights, because we're here to serve, aren't we? I mean, that's what we're here to do, is to make a difference. So like we said, people can come to the Clarity Weekend. Won't that be great? If they can't, we're going to do part of it right here, right now. Okay. So everyone, get notes. I believe in ink it when you think it. I believe use it so you don't lose it. Jot those thoughts when they're hot so that in our time together, you can actually workshop this and maybe share it with a friend or a family member, a significant other, and put these ideas into action. So first things first, put a vertical line down the center.
Guess I have to do this too.
Yes, you do. And now,
I'm doing it.
Okay. Now, over on the left, put VIP, right? And I'll explain what that is. Okay. And now over on the right, put moral North Star and Ikigai. Because our goal is to clarify our Ikigai. Ikigai is, as you know, a Japanese word for purpose, reason to wake up in the morning, something to look forward to. And part of the premise of my Clarity Weekends is that if we want a meaningful Ikigai, if we want to wake up in the morning knowing why we're here, knowing how we're going to contribute it, etc., then we lead a lit up life. And now our VIP over on the left is values, interest, and priorities. So we're going to do this in real time.
Okay.
So, Leslie, if you were going to say, here are 3 to 5 of my values, it could be integrity, it could be faith, it could be contribution, it could be family, it could be health, whatever. What are 3 of your values?
I would say for sure faith, contribution,
yep,
giving back. Family is very important to me. Being a woman of my word, like,
wow,
you know, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And that's
wow.
My pet peeves when people don't.
Wow. Now, I really hope people are doing this in real time, because believe me, one of my favorite things to do is when the lights go on and the band plays, right? It's like something that was confusing becomes clear, something that we hadn't even thought about, something that we kind of knew but hadn't put into words. If it's vague, it's not visceral, right? If we're not clear about it, then how can we act in alignment with it? So on the left, you put integrity, contribution, faith, being a woman of your world. See, these are your non-negotiables, right? If we want to turn our now into an even more rewarding next, that's got to be part of it, right? Okay, so that becomes our moral North Star. We don't compromise those. We don't plan a next that means we don't have time for that, or we have to, that gets crowded out. Not an option. So those are your values. Now, let's look at your interest. Tell me 3 to 5 things that light you up, that are fun, that are rewarding, that are a part for you of a quality life.
I would probably say connections and community.
Okay, now we're going to be real specific here, because these are real world interests. So it's not just an idea or a feeling. It's like connection with community. So is that the podcast you do? Is that the luncheons you put on? What in particular?
That, and it's also like connecting people, like meeting somebody and connecting with somebody else, supporting somebody else, getting creative with somebody else's business, coming up with ideas. Just
okay, so, and Leslie, you and I talked a little bit beforehand, is that we are not just altruistic about this. It's clarity isn't just nice, but I got to earn a living, It's not tangential, right? It is essential. And so what we're going to try and do is, how can we earn a good living doing what we're good at? Because not only are your interest, your community activities, brainstorming, referring, right, is that you actually put that in practice. And we were talking about, now, if we need to earn a good living and we're just giving away our gifts, then certainly we're adding value. However, maybe we have to go get a job because we're not making money from that, right? So brainstorming and strategizing, serving and making referrals, that is a monetizable talent. It's not just an interest in what you're good at. You are giving people shortcuts. Now, everyone listening, Where are you giving people shortcuts? Because see, if you refer someone to a client and they end up making thousands of dollars, it is not out of integrity for you to get a piece of that pie, so to speak.
Right.
I'll always remember, and hopefully someone on this call remembers Lynn Wayman, because when I moved from Hawaii to Washington, D.C., Lynn Wayman got in touch with me the first week, and she had a lot of government contracts. And she said, Sam, I'm in kind of a good position. I have more business than I can handle. So if someone wants to hire me and I'm not available or it's not quite my area of expertise, I will refer them to you. And if you land that client, I get 10%. Leslie, I didn't even have to think about it. Of course, that's a win. Of
Right.
course, I would give her 10% of a government contract I would not have had otherwise. I would not have known that person otherwise. They would not have walked me in otherwise. They would not have hired me based on their faith in Lynn otherwise. So I'm asking everyone here, I would say for the first 20 years of my career, Leslie, I gave generously because I believed in giving back. I put people in touch with agents and they got, you know, six-figure book deals. I put people in touch with meeting planners and they got five-figure speaking engagements. And for years, I did it out of a generous spirit and giving back. And not a penny went in my book bank account. Leslie, as you may know, because you're on the receiving end of this, I would say less than 10% of them sent me a thank you note, right? So
which you, was interesting to me after you were on the podcast last time and I sent you a thank you note, and I'll never forget this. You responded back and thanked me and told me I was a class act. I'm like, people don't do that normally, but I guess not.
So Leslie, we're educating ourselves and others, right? Is that once again, if we are clear up front, when you meet someone from now on, I believe two things, clarity around if you're a creative, a consultant, or if you are giving advice that is a real world bottom line shortcut. Once again, the question to ask are, would they have ever met this person? Would they ever have gotten this deal? Would they ever have gotten this contract or lead? If we know that our advice and recommendation and trusted referral is going to make them money, then I believe it is being a grown-up. Thank you, Lynn Wayman, at this point to say, I have someone I think that would be a real match for you, or I have a business opportunity for you. And if you are interested, I am glad to make that recommendation with the understanding it's a one-time referral fee of 10%. Now, I don't believe in, you know, this being in the next 6 years, like it's I get 10% of their book advance and part of their royalties, that gets messy logistics. We want it clean and clear. And believe me, I believe that whether we're saying that to someone or someone is saying it to us, the question is around the clarity. Is it a win-win? Absolutely, it's a win-win. It's a win for them. It's a win for you. I think that's a good way to do business. What do you think, Leslie?
I think it's a very good idea, and it is for sure a win-win. And, you know, I think one of my superpowers, talking about some of the things, my North Star superpower is my connections. And
yes.
I am very well connected in this community, and I know a lot of people, and I'm constantly matchmaking and like, oh, you need to know this. And it's interesting, my one of my sisters who used to work at the chamber and now has another job, but she's very much the same. And like, we meet people, I'm like, we're just the best person you ever met, because in Reston, if you're new to Reston, because you just never know. And I know a lot of people. And I actually got in trouble at work when I was working. My boss gave me a bad review because I was on too many personal phone calls, he said. And it was because all the vendors I worked with, either I brought them into the company and or I became good friends with them. And isn't that how you do business?
Wow. You know, and Leslie, I want to talk about, it's funny, I want to talk about the elephant in the room, right? I want to talk about a naysayer who thinks, wow, Sam, that's really cold, you know, or wow, you're just transactional or something. It's like, so let's go right there. It is, I think it's clear. I don't think it's transactional. And I do give back. You know, I select pro bono clients every year. And these are people who can't afford my fees. And I really believe in them. And I'm going to pour into them. You know, I speak occasionally pro bono. Do I speak free all the time? No, I don't. Because I was a single mom with two kids I needed to put through college. And right. And please, let's look at naivete and idealism and altruism in a way is that if we're a nonprofit and we're not making money, we're going to go out of business. And does that serve our constituents, the community we wanted to serve? No. So see, what I'm talking about, once again, is it a win-win? Is that, am I still giving back? Absolutely. Do I still have pro bono speaking engagements and clients? Absolutely. And I need to draw the line if I want to sustain a business where I can continue to earn a living doing what I do. And I hope that by me having clarity around this and giving you clarity around this, you too can sustain a business where you continue to make these referrals and give people shortcuts, and you're a rising tide connector and recommender. I think once again, that is a win for everyone involved.
Totally agree. Okay, I got clarity. So we could be done and it was a coaching session for Leslie, but again, let's talk about your weekend and what that looks like and how you're helping people with clarity. Because I know you're going to do one in Reston. So if you're listening to this in real time, it's going to be Memorial Day of 2025. And I want to help promote that for you for a 10% return. Did I do that right?
You bet. And so let's get, once again, let's put people in the room. It is, we talked about values, we talked about interest, and now let's talk about purpose. And Leslie, do you have a one sentence mission statement or purpose that you, once again, it's one sentence, I am here to blank. Do you have that?
My mission for Why Not Today is it's a movement to inspire not just others, but me, us, to live our life, be brave, and pursue our dreams.
I love this. Okay, everybody, can you do what Leslie just did? Can you say in one sentence why you're here and how you're taking responsibility for it, how you're putting it in motion? Because in our Clarity Weekends is that if we're not clear why we're here, how can we be doing it, right?
That's
and
true.
Furthermore, it serves as a barometer is that I think I might have mentioned is I have a friend who's going down a rabbit hole of despair because she feels it's her duty to stay informed. And it's like I ask herself, well, I ask her Jose Ortega y Gasset's quote. He said, tell me to what you pay attention and I will tell you who you are. See, if we're giving attention to the news and we cannot control it or affect it, it serves no good purpose. See, you know your purpose. And to feel helpless and hopeless is not your purpose. To rant and rail and rave is not your purpose. Your purpose is over here. So let's take the attention we're pouring into what we cannot affect and control, and let's pour it into what we can. Right? That's an aligned life. That's what we can control. We can control our mind, our time, and our dime. And are we pouring it into what serves or what sabotages? Your thoughts about that, Leslie?
So important. I totally agree. You know, what we put in us comes out, and you got to, you know, what are you listening to? Who are you hanging out with? Who are the people you're spending time? I've been paying a lot of attention to energy.
Yes.
The last couple of years, I had a friend that was practicing Reiki, and I'm like, what does that mean? And she's like, do you feel people's energy? I'm like, I never thought of it. And as soon as she said that, I'm like, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And you can feel those people that you just connect with, and you have the positive energy. And then there's people you don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who are you spending time with that's filling your cup and making a difference? And yeah, the negativity and being in DC area right now, it's all over, all the place, all the things. And, you know, you can be wrapped up into it, in it, and all the negativity, or look for the good. And I think that was one of my dad's superpowers, was everything was figure outable. And, you know, he would look at something and he's like, all right, we'll figure this out. Like when my youngest sister was born, Amanda, who has Down syndrome, he people asked if we were going to keep her, or my parents were going to keep her. And it's like, yes. And they're like, oh, well, she's special. My dad's got, says, I have five other kids that are special. We will figure this out. And he started a nonprofit with a group home for adults with disabilities because of that. So, you know, being able to be surrounded and look at the positive and not, as you said, the things you can't control. And, you know, couldn't control Amanda had Down syndrome, but he could control how she grew up and the life she was going to have.
You know, Leslie, it's, I think, you know, let's see, I think it's right here, is that I think, you know, that I wrote a book and it was called Concentrate. Stephen
You know what? I
Covey
just
gave.
ordered it yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
So Stephen Covey, the author of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, gave it the cover endorsement. He called it fascinating, thought-provoking, motivating. I highly recommend this remarkable book on mind mastery. And part of this book is that, isn't it ironic? We're taught math and science and history. We're not taught how to concentrate. We're
No.
not taught how to
And
focus.
these days, with all the distractions, it's so hard. And to do the, but there's a list book I'm listening to, Deep Work, like to spend the time to do the deep work and to concentrate and not be distracted by all the shiny objects.
See, this is discerning. I really hope people write down the word discerning, and they and we ask ourselves, are we being discerning? Because what did I learn while, you know, researching that book? I've had an opportunity to teach that topic to NASA, you know, on NPR with Diane Rehm, you know, et cetera. And it is, it's not just to know how to concentrate. The question is, what are we concentrating on, right?
Yeah.
We cannot control the thoughts that come into our life. We control how long they stay there. I mean, look at what you and your dad and your family did, you know, when your sister was born. It's like, could not control that. That happened, right? You immediately figured out, how can we step up? How can we make the best of this situation? How can we take what's happened and show up in a way that we're proud of, that we think matters, right? So that's one of the things we do in the Clarity Weekend, once again, is to get crystal clear who matters, what's our values, what's our interests, what are priorities and purpose. And then we start talking about, and I'm going to ask you, who's a benchmark, right? Who is someone you really respect and admire, who's living a quality life, who is a servant leader, who has gone through terrible trials and tribulations, and yet they have emerged with integrity? So who's a benchmark for you?
Well, I can tell you so many people that I've had on this podcast.
Yes, yes.
I'll say you're my biggest hero these days. I've been following everything, and I love what you do and how you've taken your life and created a business and a life doing exactly what I want to do. Tina Johnson's another one.
Yep.
You know, I love what she's doing and just making a difference, having a heart, and has a successful business around it.
Okay, so see, I want people, I hopefully people will get what we do is a shortcut to clarity. Is where can we provide shortcuts in our own life and in the lives of others? For example, Tina is a you know, benchmark, a hero of yours, someone you admire and respect. What are three things about Tina that you admire and respect?
That she's making a difference in the lives of so many people,
mm-hmm.
that she has figured out a way to surround herself with people that support her so she can do what she is most powerful in and not all the other stuff. She surrounded herself with powerful people.
Yeah.
And, you know, she cares. She truly cares and has a heart and wants to help.
So Leslie, I hope everyone is writing down at least one benchmark and they do exactly what you did. So what are the qualities, you know, that you respect about her? What has she done? What is she doing that makes you admire her? Because sometimes people say, I don't know what my values are. I think I did an exercise or values clarification in high school and I don't think I've done one since. Shortcut. Think of people you admire and respect. Write down how they're showing up Those are your values.
Okay.
Right? You know, that's you admire people who are surrounding themselves, you know, and supporting others and helping people in their community, etc. So that's another thing. I know when I work with people on their books, one of the first things I ask are, what are 3 to 5 benchmark books? Books you admire, respect, whether it's because the author was vulnerable and shared real life raw stories, whether it's because there were actionable to-dos, whether it's because they were short chapters and you could read them, even you didn't. Guess what? That's your outline for your book. You know your North Star for your book. It's a shortcut to going, well, I'm not sure what I want to do. Nope, benchmarks, right? Want to know another shortcut?
Of course.
Okay. So now you know me, I tell a story and then I come back. Okay.
And you have a, and you quote somebody within it, which I love too.
Good. Okay. Well, we'll do that right now. Well, let's quote somebody. Let's quote Steve Jobs. He said, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. And I 100% disagree. And here's an example. I was in Maui last week with my son and his family for spring break. And we went to the Maui swap meet. Now, if you've been to Maui, the swap meet went away during COVID. It has come back. It's better than ever. It's in Kahului every Saturday. And here's the thing, is that I was so happy because they still have armful of protea flowers for $20. They still have local vendors, you know, with handmade crafts. It's not
went there
all souvenir trinkets.
Yeah, I went there a couple of years ago.
Yes. So, and what I love to do is I love to interview people. So when I would see a booth that was obviously handmade koa bowls, right? Handmade jewelry, handmade loco moco, you know, I would interview the vendors, the small business owners, and Leslie, some very interesting trends revealed. One gentleman worked in Lahaina, and you know what happened to Lahaina? It was burned to the ground. And hundreds, probably thousands of people in the hospitality industry, they were out, their job went away. And it's an island. There's nowhere else you can go get a job. And some of the hotels tried to be generous with their employees and give them some severance, and others were not in a financial condition. It's just overnight, you're out of a job.
Right.
And I talked with one individual who had a booth there, and he asked himself, all right, what am I good at? What do I love to do? How can I turn my hobby into a business? Well, he was very artsy and crafty. And so what he started doing is getting coconut husk and putting biodegradable imprints of like honu, sea turtles, coconut palms, etc. in it, so that you can, what do I have my cereal out of in the morning? What do I have my yogurt out of during the day? These Hawaiian bowls that he is making from hand. And yes, you can put them in the dishwasher, can't put them in the microwave. It's just that he was lit up. And a year ago, he was in despair. However, he asked himself, what lights me up? What am I good at that people would pay for, where I could actually earn a good living? Is he rich? No, he's not rich. But is he out of work? No, he is not out of work, because he leveraged something he cared about that other people might care about, that they would be willing to pay him for. So do you know people who have done that? A job was taken away, or they had an exit, and it's now what? And they figured out what they were good at that other people would pay them to teach to them or do for them. Know anyone like that?
I have had over 100 podcast episodes, and I would say probably half have done that. And it's been from, I've created a like hypothesis of somebody, they have a crisis, they have something that happens, or that, as I call them, why not say moments. And a good friend of mine, just a year ago, we went randomly on a Saturday to get ice cream with my sister, and she is in the Mary Kay business with me, and she loves to decorate. And literally, we were in my house at a meeting, and she's like, can I move some things around? So after ice cream, we're driving back to her house and talking about that. I'm like, Amber, you really need to make a business out of this. You're so passionate, lights you up. She loves to decorate. She didn't hear me say make a business, but she couldn't sleep all night. She got a divine download. That was on Saturday. Easter was Sunday. By Monday, she had a business name, a business plan, an LLC set up. From just a conversation about, just like we're talking about. And that's what I love to do, is help people, you know, figure out what you're good at and let's do something. Have the courage to do it instead of just talking about it. Like, take that one step.
You know, Leslie, kudos to you. This is how you roll. This is how you show up. It is your gift. And so I'm asking people now, are you listening to the advice or the intuitive nudges that are coming your way? You know, you probably know the parable about boats and helicopters, that there's a flood, the water is rising, the man crawls up on his roof, he begs to God to come save him. And here comes a helicopter, they lower a rope, he says, no, 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 God's coming to save me. Here comes a boat, get in, no, 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 God's coming to save me. He drowns, he's so mad, he goes to heaven and he said, God, I prayed, I beg you to save me. And God says, I sent you a helicopter, I sent you a boat. Are we paying attention to the helicopters and boats?
I quoted that story probably 3 to 5 times in the last month.
Wow.
Conversations with people.
So see, Les, what's the point of that? Is that, you know,
pay attention.
I say kick imposter syndrome to the curb, right? Because you were a boat and a helicopter. She said, can I move things? She says, totally in flow, right? She's just in alignment with her Pablo Picasso gifts. Pablo Picasso said, the purpose of life is to find our gifts. The meaning is to give them away. She just wanted to, quote unquote, move things around, right? She may not have even realized it was her gift. She could earn a good living doing what she, good for you for saying, you can turn this into a business. And at first she wasn't thinking that, who knows why? Maybe, well, I don't have a degree in this. I haven't studied this. What am I? I'm just a stay-at-home mom, you know, whatever. No, 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 no. If you're getting gifts and helicopters and people are telling you should really do this. Boy, you're really good at this. Wow, you really saved me a lot of time. Wow, I would never have been able to do that on my own. Those are all signs, signs of what we're supposed to do
and
next.
We need to pay attention to those. Get our, and quit being so, and I'm kind of on a soapbox with this, and probably because I need to do it, but quit getting so focused on all the distractions and spend time like what is most important. And that's why I think your clarity and your message around clarity is just so important. We've got to stop. I was with somebody this morning and she's like, oh, hold on, I got to write something out down. I had a thought in the shower. I'm like, we have thoughts in the shower because we aren't stopping long enough to listen. And, you know, we go back to how we started this podcast talking about walking around the lake. And that's where this podcast came from, was a walk around the lake with a friend. And it was like, I want to do a podcast. No idea what I was going to do, but it took a while, but I did act on it, less than a year. But, you know, I put things in motion. And I think that's where I'm so excited about your clarity and what you're doing is, you know, helping me and helping others. Like the world I'm swimming in these days, just my age, a lot of people I know are looking at retirement. Or if you're looking at what's happening in 2025 in the DC area, people are losing jobs left and right, and or agencies are closing. And, you know, it was always work for the government. It's a safe, comfortable job. And people, and I mentioned this on podcasts often, people always say, don't you wish you worked for somebody that you had that consistency, that comfort? I'm like, I have no control working for somebody else. I need to make more money. I need to work harder. You know, we know how to do this as business owners and we're enjoying our life. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about, you know, the things I said, like we need to pursue our dreams, be courageous and live our life. We're not promised tomorrow.
It's Leslie, in reflecting on what you just said, I hope everyone on their notes, they had put a vertical line down the center, over on the left, put autonomy and agency, right? Autonomy and agency, because over on the left are events, right? Can't control what's going on in DC right now, right? Can't control whether our job was just canceled, our whole field of expertise was fired or whatever. Cannot control that. We can go down the rabbit hole of despair, or we can go a ripple effect of making a difference, and that's figuring out, where do I have agency? Where do I have autonomy? As you said, instead of thinking that working for someone else is security, oh no, it's not, Leslie. As you said, no, getting resourceful, relying on our own gifts and talents and clarity about where we can add value, that's security. That's what you've been doing for years, huh?
Yep. So true. And just back to the government thing, somebody told me that people have countdown clocks on their desk till retirement. I'm like, how sad. Like, live your life, enjoy your life. Like, so sad. All right. So we're over the time I usually try to do an episode, and we could talk forever. So to kind of start winding us down, and I appreciate all the coaching you're giving me, but the weekend clarity, anything else you want to add? And we'll include things in the show notes as well. But
well, thank you. I hope that people check out the website and understand that this is for personal or professional reasons. We have some people coming this weekend to Austin, and they want to figure out their next in their career. How can they land a TEDx talk? How can they land a book deal? How can they've been doing this and they're ready for something different. They just don't know what that looks like yet, and they want to earn a living. So we certainly have people coming for business reasons. And we have people coming here for personal reasons. Like you said, they've retired or they've half retired, or they're just looking for a more meaningful, fulfilling life, or they're looking for how they can stay centered and continue to enjoy their life in a world where a lot of disturbing things are happening. So I hope they look at the website. I hope they follow me on LinkedIn too, because my life is my lab. I love to write about this, interview people around this, share inspiring quotes around this. And so connecting with me on LinkedIn, Sam Horn, is a wonderful way to hear what's going on in your life, your epiphanies, what you're doing to stay clear, and how you are creating the quality of life you want, need, and deserve now, not someday.
Yeah. And yeah, so your LinkedIn is Sam Horn. Your website is Sam Horn.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we will share that in all the show notes. Also share details if you're listening to this in real time. Sam has agreed to be our guest speaker for the May
22nd.
22nd Why Not Today Connects Luncheon. So I'm super excited about that. And, you know, in the podcast, I always talk back, and we've mentioned this many ways, back to my dad, how you connect. And I would say the Hawaii connection, because he worked in Hawaii. He grew up in California. Oh my gosh, you said so many things. Chamber. And believe it or not, he had his best friend was from Japan, and he brought that up too. So how would you, before we close up, how would you encourage somebody else to say why not today or get clarity? I know we've talked around it a lot, but one succinct encouragement to somebody.
One very distinct specific suggestion: clarity rarely happens in isolation. It almost always happens in community. So I hope that you and a friend listen to this podcast, and then you go for a walk together. You go out for lunch or dinner together, or you sit down with your significant other or your kids, and it catalyzes a conversation around clarity. Because sometimes we ourselves don't come up with our clarity. Sometimes, like your friend, someone says to you, you know, you could turn it, and it never would have occurred to us. So I hope that you follow up, listen to this, and then share it with other people and talk about it to catalyze clarity. And maybe it's going to come from someone else, and you get to jump on their bandwagon of their clarity for you.
Love that. You just never know. And that's where this whole podcast came from, was from a walk to somebody sharing something about my dad that said, why not today, to talking to my friend. And she's like, well, that's the name of your podcast. You just need to do it. So I am grateful for starting the podcast, for meeting you, to having you as a guest and a friend and a mentor and all the things. And I can't wait to have you here in Reston to walk around the lake with you. Well, and the other ironic thing is you walked around the lake with your Jack Russell, which is what I have as well.
So, and I'm going to be swimming in the Jim McDonnell 1 mile race in Lake Audubon on May 25th. So if people are swimmers and we're listening to this in real time, join me and we'll go out for a nice swim in Lake Audubon together in that 1 mile race.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for joining us on this podcast. And thank you everybody for joining us on this inspiring journey. Why Not Today is more than a podcast. As I said, it's a movement to take action, live boldly, and make a difference in the life of those with your own life and those around you. And every day is an opportunity to say, why not today? So be courageous, follow your dreams, and know you have permission to take the next step starting now. So if you like this episode, check out everything about Why Not Today, including Why Not Today merchandise on whynottodaymovement.com, and share it with a friend. Encourage somebody else to listen, to watch, and to get that clarity in life. So Sam, thank you very much for being our guest second time. I love repeat guests, and I can't wait to see you in May.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks. And remember, everybody, always say, why not?